Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The hour now. That's how I always start the Hours of the Good Day program. And why should it be any different here on the American Family Farmer? Many of the same stations that carry the Good Day program are happy to carry the American Family Farmer. Actually, of all of the shows that I do, by the way, I'm Doug Steffen. Hello. Welcome to the American Family Farmer. I do a couple of weekend programs on the health and well-being of citizens of our country. I think the farm stuff has to do with that, and it goes well, frankly, in addition to the Good Day program during the week. So I start off each of our hours on the American Family Farmer with some news items, things that you may or may not know about, maybe a little extrapolation of the information. For example, here in Massachusetts, there were triplets born on a dairy farm. And I find that I've had twins myself. Those of you who have been following the program and know that I'm a cow guy. I've been around cows all my life. I've probably owned 4,000 or 5,000 cows over the history of my having a dairy animals milked. The most I ever milked at one time was 150. We were selling raw milk, 100 gallons or more a day. And then the rest of the milk went into the pool. So I've had a lot of calves. That's the bottom line. I've helped a lot of calves, probably 200, 300, 400 calves be born. I have never, ever seen triplets. Yep. We've seen plenty of twins, and most of them aren't, you know, they're free Martins and don't really work. But here's the story of three calves that weighed 35 pounds, actually a little bit less at birth. And they were born on this Longview farm out in Hadley, Massachusetts. And so they have a pretty good sized herd, and they have, as I have, they've never seen triplets before. Very rare phenomenon. So I just thought I would call that to your attention. It's kind of a cool story to see these heifer calves. They were all heifer calves, too, by the way. And how much space they had in the barn, how they were being cared for. It was really kind of cool. So congratulations to the folks on the farm and to these young whippersnappers again, it's not unusual to have twins, but this herd, 600 cows. And so they don't, a lot of farmers, I used to do this myself, have calving in the spring when there was a flush anyway, but I didn't want to have calves during the winter time. Now a lot of people just do it year round, for obvious reasons. Speaking of that, the circumstance with the price of, milk and what we're being paid, I'm not in that business anymore. That is of milking cows and putting milk into the pool. But I was looking at the stats here, and I think we've talked about this off and on, about what was going on with the price of dairy. And in June, the dairy month, we were looking at $20 milk. Now, some places down to $16, $17, $18 a hundredweight, when last year in the spring, it was $34. So what's going on? Well, there are a lot of different things that feed into it, and one just wonders if farmers ever learn. We always buy more cows when the prices go up. The prices go down because we flood the market, and around it goes. The market is being sustained right now by the price of beef, because there's not enough beef on the market to satisfy the demand. So a lot of iffy dairy cows are being sent into the meat market, which I think is a damn shame, actually, but that's what's happening. All right, right to repair. Back to this again. Here's the gall from the National Service Repair Association, which has been for the past 10 years trying to make it easier for people to fix their own tractors, their own trucks, their own cars. This guy that runs this advocacy group said that the dealers are not in the business of fixing things. They would rather your stuff fall apart and die, so you have to go back to them to buy new, which I thought was pretty right on. So there's a lot of mounting pressure, growing interest in the fix-it culture to force manufacturers to make repairs more accessible, and that's why there are dozens of these right-to-repair bills that are still working their way through the legislative process in a number of states. Some states have passed, for example, New York passed one earlier this year, but there's so much opposition. Kind of reminds me, when you get right down to brass tacks, of what's going on with the AM radio thing in cars and trucks. Even though the government is going to require, they'll pass a bill, the lobbyists, you know, we don't really understand how lobbying works. I think for the most part, we're lobbyists if we belong to the National Farmers Union or we belong to the American Farm Bureau Federation. That's a lobbying organization. So far this year, General Motors and Ford have spent almost $3 million apiece lobbying to keep AM radios out of cars. Well, I carry it one step further in terms of the right to repair and what is going on with the process and how much money is being spent by John Deere mostly, but some of the other companies, some of the other truck companies like Freightliner, they don't want you to fix their stuff. You can't afford to get them to fix it, so you let it fall apart. It's the old business about, you know, the inadequacies of our system that allow or encourage people. It's the throwaway society. Throw everything away and start over again. Well, that's what this right to repair, the lack of having the ability for you to repair your own stuff. And you're not going to spend $115 an hour to have somebody come out, plus the tractors sitting. I have just as an example, I found out the hard way this week. I have a 320 Cat excavator that has a problem with hydraulic oil overheating. I don't know really how to fix that stuff. You know, I have the books, so I don't want to mess with it, frankly, because it's a fairly new machine. So we brought out the guys from, or we thought we brought out the guys from Cat. They looked at it and they couldn't fix it, so they said, "Oh well, we'll come back to you in the next 3 weeks." So here's a machine sitting idle that you're paying for every month, and they can't be bothered to come out and fix it. They've got a three-week waiting line, and they said, "Well, that's the problem we had." Hey, you wanted me to buy something from you, so I did. Now you want me to throw it away and go buy another one? It would seem to me that would be counterproductive, because if you see something that doesn't last, the product quality, you're not going to go buy that same brand again, are you? I certainly am not going to do that. All right, let's see here what's going on with policy. The ag chair wants to limit the Biden administration to spending a lot of money from the Civilian Conservation Fund, and the people that are in the House Agriculture Committee are getting upset about it. This money is being used for all the wrong. I mean, think about it. Leaders of the Ag Subcommittee in the Senate are investigating, and also with a call from the American Farm Bureau Federation, National Farmers Union, the idea of restricting how the Agriculture Secretary is using Commodity Credit Corporation dollars for things other than the commodity markets. And so here we go again. They're using it for climate change and things that should be done on the farm, so they think. This is not what this was designed to do. And therefore, here we have another policy that is being driven by politics. I mean, I'm naive to think that that's not going to happen, but as it happens, what are you doing about it? Are you talking to your senators, talking to your congressmen about this? This is outrageous. They're just taking the money and putting it into programs that politically they like, but that's not what the legislation calls for. All right, some food for thought. I'm going to give you something else to think about now. As we are working hard, all of us on our farms, it's hot summertime, and we have, maybe when you go home, you get home late, you eat your dinner, you have ice cream, and you go to bed. Right? Get up, do the same thing, and maybe aren't as conscious about what you're eating as you might be. So perhaps you might as you're thinking about, well, this, I'm getting a little wasty here, I'm getting a little heavy, here's a success story you cannot avoid at toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin, the number one product in America and around the world that helps you lose weight, support your system, and keeping it off is the priority, really. Losing weight, but keeping it off. Fabulous success rate. 86% of the people that get on this keep their weight off. Check it all out at the Top Loss, at the toploss.com website. And take advantage of their big anniversary sale. They are giving you extra money off a 90-day supply, plus the BOGO deal, buy one, get one free. All kinds of reasons to get in. Calitrin at toploss.com. When you check out, use the discount code Doug for the best deal and for free shipping. That's toploss.com. Joining us now for a regular visit. She is a regular visitor, always welcome, because she always has that bright, uplifting overview. And maybe that's because she had success at a point in her past. She decided she wanted to lose some weight, and she found out about this product called Calitrin. So now Elizabeth Miller is happy to tell you she lost 40 pounds on it. Now, okay, Elizabeth, can I take Calitrin if I'm on a heart medication?
Always, yes. We actually have doctors who recommend it, heart doctors who recommend it. We've even got doctors who take it, doctors, nurses.
All right, let's talk about the deal right now. You go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin. What can we expect if we decide we want to buy a 90-day supply?
Right now, we've got a Christmas in July sale, so we've got discounts on every single month of Calitrin, plus we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds, we can help you do it, and you can save big on this sale.
Check it out at toploss.com.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. In the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which, at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Back on the American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen here, with one more item from the sort of political legislative side of things in the news this week. A couple of reps, one's a Republican from Pennsylvania, one's a Democrat from California, have reintroduced legislation this week that will help family-owned farms continue operating after a family member dies. This is the continuing story, which I have spent a lot of time on, regarding the tax code and valuation and how producers are being excessively charged when it comes to estate taxes. So you can give these guys a round of applause. I think that this is very important for the continuation of family farms, which is what this program is all about. I'm not interested in big ag. I want to support the next generation of American farmers. And so these two fellows say we have to do everything we can to ensure that family farms are not burdened with sky-high estate taxes. And that should be, frankly, the same whether you're a farm or you're not a farm. But in this circumstance, it certainly applies to lots of farms that go by the wayside because of the outmoded and really just heinous taxing circumstances that exist. All right, so that's the news update. In a moment, we're going to talk about Live Aid here on the American Family Farm.
Mm-hmm. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to have Jennifer Fahey back again. She's from Farm Aid. Those of you who are living under a rock don't know that Farm Aid is scheduled again. It's this year going to be at the 20. Jennifer, is it pronounced Ruoff Music
Ruoff.
Center? What is it? Ruoff. Okay.
Ruoff.
Yep.
The locals
Ruoff.
Know it as Deer Creek.
Deer Creek. All right.
That's the old name before corporate sponsorship came into being.
All right, got it. Noblesville, Indiana. Let's see. It's scheduled for the 23rd of next month. So why was the Noblesville, Indiana, why was that location chosen?
Well, Farm Aid wanted to get back to the Midwest. We've been on the East Coast a little bit recently. And we haven't been to Indiana since 2001. So getting back to that state was really important for us. And to showcase what's happening there, I think most people kind of have the assumption it's all corn and beans and not much else. And there's definitely corn and beans, and there's a lot of really exciting things happening on the ground. And we wanted to highlight the farmers who are doing that good work.
Yep. So under the, I'm interested in people who get into things like this. You got involved in this a number of years ago. I think you haven't been around since the very beginning, but pretty close to that, right?
I started in 2002.
Yep. So what is there about this that you get your kicks from? What is there about you're an East Coast girl? It seems strange that we always say this, that the headquarters for Farm Aid is here in Massachusetts, in Boston. Is that because you're here and you were involved in it, or just kind of all the pieces fit together?
Right. So Willie, back in 1985, and John Mellencamp and Neil Young, who joined him as co-founders, they had no intention of starting an organization, you know? They're musicians. So they wanted to hold a concert. The concert was very successful. It raised $9 million. It supported organizations all over the country, including organizations that were really just getting off the ground, that are around and crucial in the movement today, like the Farmers Legal Action Group and National Family Farm Coalition and the Federation of Southern Cooperatives. And, you know, he asked somebody who was from Cambridge, Mass., Carolyn Mugar, to come on board and help him spend that money. And she went out on the road and met with all these farmers and farm wives, as they called themselves back then, and some still do, and fledgling organizations, and distributed the money, and the need kept up. You know, the next year there was a huge effort to push a new bill in Congress to help stop family farm foreclosures, and reform credit to give farmers a chance to restructure their debt and stay on their land. And Willie said, well, let's do another show. We got to keep at this. And, you know, luckily for farmers and for the ag movement, he's kept at it for 38 years. We do have an office in Cambridge, but in reality, we are, you know, our staff is all across the country, and we work 365 days a year talking to farmers on our hotline. We have a really strong hotline team that's working with farmers every day from all over. We have an advocacy effort, to help, you know, continue to push those bills that are going to help reform our ag credit system and our overall food system, which is so skewed towards corporate profit and not towards small independent family farmers, are not so small. And, you know, that's another good point about Indiana. It really gives chance to talk about farmers at a different scale. You know, when we're in New England, there's a certain scale of agriculture. When you go into the Midwest, it's a little bit different. And we're talking with farmers who are farming 4,000 acres and doing it sustainably, organically, regeneratively, and really caring about soil health in their community.
Something to focus on as we continue. Jennifer Fahey here talking about Farm Aid this year on The American Family Farmer.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit gcnlive.com today.
USA News Update, 388 people are still unaccounted for after the Maui wildfires. According to Maui County officials, they released a validated list of names compiled by the FBI. That's down from the 1,000 estimated to be missing just days earlier. Hawaii Governor Josh Green's office says crews are now focusing on multi-story homes and businesses in their search to identify additional remains. At least seven people were shot this morning during a parade in Boston. The shooting happened during a parade that is part of the city's Caribbean Carnival. Several people were reportedly arrested, and firearms were recovered at the scene. Meanwhile, bullets were flying in the third inning at last night's Chicago White Sox game. Police say a 42-year-old woman is hospitalized after being shot in the leg, and another woman was grazed by a bullet. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyroot for Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple, health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually, you can only get access to a product like this. Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allyroot. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Project and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com, for quite a while now. They're headquartered at Shiloh Ranch in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Project purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away vets who need help, and we can't let that happen. Please help support the Liberty Project.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Next half hour of our program, a lot of it devoted to the discussion of Farm Aid. This year's concert is going to be on September 23rd at the Ruoff Music Center in Noblesville, Indiana. If you haven't gotten a ticket yet, you're probably out of luck. I'm going to guess that the tickets are long gone. Are they not?
They did sell out immediately, but for your listeners, I think stay tuned because we're going to be releasing a few tickets that were held for production reasons that will go back out into the market soon.
All right, okay, that's good. All right, so Jennifer is here as the communications director of Farm Aid. You mentioned Carolyn Mugar. It may be that most people, unless you're listening around New England or in Massachusetts, you don't know the Mugar family, which has been very involved in all kinds of things philanthropic. They controlled, I want to say it was Star Market or Shaw's, one of the two market, it was large at the time, but then they sold out to a bigger corporation. But they're in the food business, so they know business, if you will. The food business, and thus the request. I'm sure that there was a conviviality between her and Willie. After all, Willie knows pretty much everybody. I think I did call you when I was looking for tickets. I wanted to go to Willie's birthday at the Hollywood Bowl.
Did I call you?
I didn't
know. But I was able to go to that. It was pretty spectacular. He's an incredible person.
Yeah, he is.
Well, so generous.
Yeah, and then with Neil Young and John Mellencamp, Dave Matthews is now in it. When did Margot Price get involved?
She got involved, I want to say, gosh, maybe 2013.
Yeah.
Was her first show with Farm Aid, and then she came on the board in 2020. And Margot's first album, first of all, she's a tremendous songwriter, instrumentalist. You know, one of the great things about Margot's shows is seeing her behind the drum kit. She kills it.
Incredible. Really?
But her first album was called Midwest Farmer's Daughter, and one of the songs was based on the story of her grandparents losing their farm during the 80s farm crisis.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
She comes from Illinois. She knows this work really well. She's raising her kids in outside Nashville with gardens and, you know, going to the farmer's market every weekend and doing all she can to stay connected to her farm roots and raise her kids in that. You know, with that appreciation. So she's a tremendous asset to Farm Aid and really great to have a woman on board too. You know, she sees things in a different light and brings different things to the table. So
right. Yeah. No, that's there's nothing but good that comes out of that. So let's, while I'm naming names here, who else is on the bill of fare? Because this goes on all day long. So there are all kinds of performers from all around the country. And so I'm wondering who are some of the others. I was looking at a list of people. Some of them I know and some of them I don't know.
Okay. And some of them you may not know the name of because they played in another band that everyone knows. For instance, Bobby Weir from the Grateful Dead. He's coming. Bobby Weir and Wolf Brothers featuring the Wolf Pack, which is a 10-piece orchestral band. And they're going to be playing some Grateful Dead songs. That's going to be really fun. Lucas Nelson, of course, and Micah Nelson are Willie's sons, and they play and support Farm Aid every year. Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats, who come out of Denver, have supported Farm Aid for a lot of many, many years, deeply connected to this mission. They grew up in, actually, Missouri, and have a big focus on small farmers and thriving rural communities. Allison Russell, who's come back now, this will be her third time on the Farm Aid stage. She's incredible and really just, that was a name that people didn't know. And then after last year, she took away all the Grammys and really cleaned up at all the award ceremonies. A tremendous, beautiful performer. She's from Canada. The String Cheese Incident is another jam band.
What a name, huh?
45 years. I know. And they've been touring and playing their music for, you know, 45 years. And we're really excited to have them on stage for the first time. So, really fun lineup this year. And
a
of course,
good time
will
be had by all. You know what I listened to? Willie has a channel on Sirius XM, and his daughter, Paula, is often, it used to be his sister was, but she's passed away, the daughter is there, and she sounds like kind of an interesting character in and of herself. It seems like the reason I bring it up is because his whole family is involved in that, the family business, if you will, and part of the family business is Farm Aid.
Right. I mean, we're in our 38th year now. Willie's wife, Annie Nelson, is on the board. She is extremely involved in, you know, the organic movement and in hemp and talking about climate change. And she's also very politically savvy and involved. Willie's kids, of course, grew up on the Farm Aid stage and now have their own sets on the stage and their own thriving music careers. His sister, Bobby, who we miss terribly, was always on stage with him playing the piano, and that has really been, you know, sad to see, but incredible also to just have had those years with Willie's family and seeing the kids grow up and everyone being involved. So really beautiful. Jordan,
the website for Farm Aid is not difficult to find, farmaid.org, farmaid.org, because this program focuses on family farmers, and because Farm Aid does, we seem to be a natural partner in promoting this. I just look at some of the results. I think the most important thing is what happens to the money. Who gets helped? This year, we have so many climate things, droughts in the Midwest, the upper Midwest, Iowa, for example. And then you look at the water that has befallen not only us here in New England, but some of the southeastern states, and now the southwestern states. So how is it decided where the money, to whom it goes, and what the issue is that you may be following in a particular year to help certain problems out of problemhood, shall we say?
Yeah. Well, it's really based on what we're hearing from farmers. We are led by Willie Nelson. His mission is to hear people, to listen and hear them and react and do what he can to bring his resources to bear on the issue. And so our hotline team, I mentioned them earlier, they're hearing from farmers every day, and so we're reacting to what we're hearing. Right now we're looking into Hawaii, and of course Willie is, he's based out of Texas and also Maui. And Hawaii has a strong farmers union.
Oh, that's right. He does have, he is at a home in Maui. I forgot about that.
Yes. Yeah. And deep connections to the agricultural community. And so does Jack Johnson, who has been really an incredible supporter of Farm Aid too. So, we just are, getting money out the door this week to, Vermont and New York and.
Oh my God, the Vermont. I took a ride. I had to go up and pick up a piece of equipment. I went up to Lake Champlain and took the ferry over to pick up a piece of equipment on the other side of the lake. And I had to go up through Vermont the week after that horrible rainstorm. I had to go off the main road onto a dirt road that almost was washed out in order to get to where I was going. And you see where I ended up going, the cornfields and some of the other crops that were along the river, just mud. And how much of that, as the state was inundated, it was just amazing. So it would make sense that help would go there because the weather is our friend and our enemy as well. Jennifer Fahey is here. We continue. She's from Farm Aid, talking about this year's experience and some of the specifics about who's going to get helped or where the money will go, what you're supporting, if you will, when you go to farmaid.org. Right now, here's a little support for those of you who'd like to have some fun. Get a couple of nights free in Las Vegas by calling 800-419-DOUG. Do it now. First 10 callers, get in on the action, 800-419-3684. Yep, I said it. It was free. It is free. And so why not? If you've never been to Vegas, here's a good chance to try it out. If you've been and you like it, hey, why not go back again for a couple of nights? Maybe you want to extend your stay. You can do that. All you do is start by dialing 800-419-3684 for these two nights in Las Vegas. You don't have to buy anything. It's just so easy capeasy. So why not take the opportunity to indulge yourself? Have some fun. 800-419-3684 for two free nights in Las Vegas. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. This is the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now. With 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. When you go to toploss.com, the website for Calitrin, you may end up connecting with the lovely and talented Elizabeth Miller. Now, people ask me, what are the ingredients of Calitrin?
Well, it's got just really three primary ingredients. So the number one ingredient is collagen protein, and that works to rebuild lean muscle tissue, repair joints, and it revs up your metabolism naturally. The second ingredient is digestive enzymes. It makes sure that your body absorbs all of the collagen protein. The third ingredient is a small amount of aloe vera, and that is just a healing property to add to the Calitrin because, you know, a lot of our customers do have joint pain and old injuries. Yep. The combination of those three are just so great for your overall health and well-being, and then, of course, proven for the weight loss.
All right, let's talk about the deal. What can we expect?
Well, right now, we've got a Christmas in July sale, so we've got discounts on every single month of Calitrin, plus we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free.
Check it out at toploss.com.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company. I have two daughters and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Robert is a real Prevagen user and content contributor.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Again, for a few more minutes with Jennifer Fahey from Farm Aid, talking about this year's event, which is the 23rd of September at the Ruoff Music Center in Noblesville, Indiana. I'm guessing you're going to tell us a little as to how, if you have a couple of extra tickets, one might get an extra ticket or two. Is that kosher? Is that something that we can put on the bill of fare here?
Yeah, there are no details except stay tuned. We're going to be announcing on our social media. The production team to be releasing those in the next few weeks.
All right, so there you go. Now, other things that you get involved in, legislation, you may have heard me before you went on the air talking about some of the legislative matters, the climate stuff. But there are, as you said, we're supporting family farmers. That's what this program is about, not about big ag, not about factory farms, not about any of that stuff. We're here to try to protect what's an important part of Americana. And one of the things that's a challenge I've noticed over and over again in the last few months as I look for the news from this sector are the mental health problems because of the obvious, the weather, the economics of it. So how there's a... On the website, you have some information, but that's a way of supporting people who are in need, right? Not often thought of, but very necessary.
Absolutely. And there hasn't been a lot of federal support in this area until just recently. So Farm Aid, our hotline is there for farmers. And has been since 1985. It wasn't, you know, I mentioned earlier, Willie didn't intend to set up an organization, and so initially a hotline was not in anyone's brain. But what happened was there was a number to call to make donations, and farmers called that number because suddenly there was someone speaking nationally saying, this is a problem, you are not alone, farmers across the country are suffering and being, you know, being put at risk of losing their farm. And so farmers called. We've had that hotline ever since. And with the 2018 Farm Bill, there became possible federal funding for supporting farmer mental health. Because in 2016, it really came to the forefront with the front page headlines about the suicide rate of people working in agriculture.
Farmers, yeah.
So that's how we've been able to beef up our hotline team such that we have 6 people, all of whom come from an agricultural background, who know what farmers are experiencing, know how to talk to farmers. When a farmer, you know, mentions something about agriculture that a regular person wouldn't know, these folks know.
Yeah.
And so that's one way that we're supporting farmers, helping them get the resources they need to support their mental health and also the other challenges that they might be experiencing at the root of that mental health and
yep.
stress.
Yeah. Well, it's important for also there to be input on the Farm Bill. Part of that would be there. Jennifer, thank you. Look forward to perhaps a review after the concert's over in September. Jennifer Fahey here from Farm Aid on the American Family Farmer.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Three past the hour now on the American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen with my continuing focus, and especially with the conversation we just had with Jennifer Fahey from Farm Aid, looking into what the biggest problems are in farming and what needs to be in the 2023 Farm Bill. There are so many different things that are taken into consideration with this bill that really ought not to be in the bill, in my humble opinion, but what does need to be in focus is the federal government has gotten into our business, basically. They've gotten into food policy legislation, and that's kind of what this is. It's referred to as an omnibus bill, and every 5 years, the policy changes, the funding changes, the focus changes. What should the government do? What should the United States Department of Ag do with your tax dollars in order to help farming? And as usual, the politics of this have gotten way out of control. So there's more emphasis on the food, the lunch, school lunch program and things like that, rather than what's going on the farm. So in many ways, this is a bill that's not properly marked. It isn't really a farm bill. It does affect farming, but it's about the food system. So there ought to be two bills in my mind. There ought to be one that's aimed at farmers that will help to sustain agriculture, to deal with things like the estate taxes that we've talked about earlier, whatever it takes to keep the family farm going. And then There is the food that goes, the SNAP program, and how we use the schools to provide food. Now, that's fine, but it ought not to be a part of the same book because they're not related. I mean, other than the connection to the food system, you go back to some of the things that continually come, they leap out of the scream, the scream out of the screen, if you will. The economic crisis, why do we have a problem paying for food? Why do we devalue the American farmer? Why is it that you don't want to pay for good food? What do you spend your money on? What's more important? Food is health. Food is medicine. So that would be on my mind. If I were a legislator, I would want the agricultural system to support raising the right food, whether it be veggies, whether it be fruit, whether it be beef, animal, whatever it is, the best. We need to dominate our food system. We need to push aside the big ag companies. Is that realistic? Well, if we keep them from getting all the money, one of the reasons they're as big as they are is because the food industry has lobbied Congress to get their piece of all of this action. And instead of small and mid-sized farms getting the benefit, get screwed by the government. Not to put too fine a point to it, but I'm giving you my opinion. There's a lot of stuff that's coming, and I mentioned it earlier in the program. Vilsack wants to take money from the CCC and put it into climate stuff. No! No, no, that's not where it belongs. And the whole, this business, the existential threat of climate change, yeah, we need to protect the soil and water, but don't you think we're smart enough to do that on our own? We got to have the government tell us how to do it. You know, the stupid stuff from the EPA, like them wanting to declare a puddle in your driveway as a waterway. Come on. And that's why there's no respect for this stuff, because they come out with these stupid rules and regulations based on inexperience and theory. So at any rate, I needed to touch base on the farm bill, because I think that it is it's overwhelmingly important, not for the SNAP program and not for food stamps and not for the school lunch program. That's all fine and it's important. To, I guess, support some of that stuff, although I think we've gone overboard with that as well, made it too easy for people not to work and get free this and free that. Farmers aren't getting free anything. The big ag businesses are, but farmers need to have most the lion's share of whatever comes out of a real farm bill needs to go to support the way of life and the way food is being grown on most of our American family farms. So that's the way I see it. That's my thought on that. Check out our Food Farm Family segment. It's part of Good Day, and you can find all of the info that I discuss weekdays at foodfarmfamily.com. And, of course, every week a podcast for the American Family Farmer. You find that, the podcast at American. It's kind of a download. AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. I'm Doug Steffen.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.